Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 15th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 84 years ago, today in 1940. In San Bernardino, California, brothers Morris Mack and Richard McDonald opened a drive-in restaurant that gave rise to the fast food chain McDonald's. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:59, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:21. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 10 in the morning. Other than that, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 74 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 56. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just before 5:30 a.m. with a low tide at noon. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 53 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high near 63 degrees. Friday will be partly sunny and breezy with a high near 63. This weekend will be mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in Massachusetts, nearly 22,000 residents have unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, averaging $975 each, summing up to a total of about $25 million. The IRS urges those who haven't filed their 2020 tax returns to act quickly, as the deadline to claim these refunds is May 17th. Due to the pandemic, the IRS extended the usual 3-year window to file for these refunds. Taxpayers are encouraged to check their records and prepare their filings soon to ensure they do not miss out on potential refunds. For necessary forms and more information, visit the IRS website or call their toll-free number. Now on to sports. The NFL quarterback market continues to soar, with potential new contracts pushing the limits towards $60 million annually. Following Jared Goff's lucrative deal of $212 million over 4 years, other quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, and Tua Tagovailoa are poised to negotiate significant contracts, possibly reaching or exceeding $50 million a year. Dak Prescott is also in discussions for a substantial extension. The trend reflects the rising salary cap and the increasing importance of quarterbacks in the league's strategic plays. As negotiations progress, these quarterbacks are likely to further elevate the salary standards for their position. In local sports, the Bruins pulled off a critical 2-1 victory in Game 5 against the Panthers, keeping their playoff hopes alive. With Brad Marchand sidelined again, the Bruins showcased resilience, highlighted by Charlie McAvoy's pivotal second-period goal. Despite a challenge for goaltender interference, the goal stood, boosting the Bruins' momentum. Jeremy Swayman starred in the net, stopping 28 shots, including crucial saves in the game's dying moments. His performance was a key factor, especially with the series returning to Boston for Game 6, with the Panthers still leading the series 3-2. The Bruins adopted a high-volume shooting approach right from the start, establishing intense pressure and maintaining a robust forecheck, which was crucial in setting the tone against a somewhat flat Panthers. And the Red Sox at home beat the Rays 5-4 in extra innings. Tonight, the Sox and Rays are back at it, with Tanner Houck taking the bump. And the Celtics are at home to take on the Cavs for Game 5 of the Eastern Semifinals. In top news, according to Fitch Ratings, homes in 90% of major U.S. metropolitan areas are currently overvalued, with the most significant price increases occurring in the southern states, including Tennessee, Arkansas, and South Carolina. As of the end of 2023, homes nationwide were overvalued by 11%. Despite a recent increase in home listings, suggesting a move toward market normalization, high mortgage rates and escalating home prices continue to challenge the housing market. The 30-year mortgage rate averaged 7% as of early May. Fitch anticipates that home price growth could decelerate significantly in 2024. In business news, U.S. digital bank Chime is introducing a new financial product, MyPay, which allows customers early access to up to $500 of their wages before payday. This product aligns with a growing trend in earned wage access services that cater to Americans who need funds between paychecks, especially gig workers and freelancers. MyPay will operate without mandatory fees, interest, or credit checks, relying on historical wage data to estimate available amounts. As Chime prepares for a potential public offering in the near future, CEO Chris Britt views MyPay as both a way to enhance customer engagement and a strategic move to attract new users. This launch comes amid ongoing regulatory discussions on whether EOS should be classified as a loan, which would impose stricter regulations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now 61,500. Ethereum is 2,800. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is set to enhance its Gemini 1.5 Pro AI model by doubling its context window to 2 million tokens, a move that significantly expands the model's data processing capacity. This increase allows the AI to analyze and remember more information for longer periods, enhancing the quality of interactions and responses. The term tokens refers to segments of data, like words or parts of words, that the AI uses to understand and generate language. A larger context window enables the AI to handle more complex queries and provide more detailed responses, potentially transforming how users interact with Google's technologies. This update, still in private preview for developers, marks a significant step in AI development, aiming toward infinite context, where AI could access and utilize an unlimited amount of data. And in entertainment news, Only Murders in the Building returns for its fourth season with an exciting new teaser. Set to premiere on Hulu on August 27th, the beloved series takes its trio, Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez, to Los Angeles. This season revolves around a Hollywood studio's interest in making a film about their podcast amidst their investigation into the latest murder. The plot thickens as they question who the true target was, leading to more mystery and intrigue back in New York. The cast is joined by stars such as Meryl Streep and Eugene Levy, enhancing the already dynamic ensemble. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great comedian Martin Short. He said, "My natural state is to be happy. I'm naturally buoyant. I wake up feeling, what a great morning. I had some tragedy in my life, absolutely, but I don't know one human being who hasn't. You either learn from it and become empowered by it, or you become a victim to it. It's life after all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.